1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got more great concerts happening in the area. Joining us in studio as part of Velvet and Ivory, we have Beverly Morange joining us. Beverly, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much for having me in, Jamie.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving Day long weekend?
We had a really wonderful weekend with family, and it was just great that the weather cooperated and everyone could be outside. So We had good food, some campfires. It was just great to be together.
Perfect. Well, we've got a great show that is coming up for Friday, October 24th, Velvet and Ivory. Tell us about your duo here, Velvet and Ivory.
Velvet and Ivory is myself and Tim Elliott on keyboard. He is the most magnificent piano player I think I've ever heard. He never uses music in front of him. He amazes me constantly.
Oh my gosh.
He and I have a great sound that we just, we feel is a gift. We love to play, you know, the smooth jazz and classic favorites that have been the soundtrack of people's lives for so many years. And we just, we have joy doing it, and we feel like we give joy by doing it. It's a great combo.
Absolutely. And you've had a number of great shows and great response to this duo.
We seem to have become community favorites, which is so nice.
Yeah.
And for this particular show on the 24th, we're actually going to be much more than a duo.
Right, yes. There are special musical guests on hand for this one.
We're going to become the Velvet and Ivory Quintet that night.
Okay. Oh,
so
very good.
It's going to be so much fun. We've been in rehearsal and we've been doing some new music and putting together creative medleys, and you know, it's just totally different when you have the stand-up bass and the drums that are able to brush the jazz. You know, it's just we're gonna have a little trumpet in there. Okay. Don't want to give too much away, but it's really gonna be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. So the duo has been expanded to a quintet. It's a jazz, a sort of light jazz music at your favorites. It's an evening concert. So where's it all happening? Where's it taking place?
It's taking place at St. James Anglican Church in the Upper Parish Hall.
Okay.
Now, the thing about the Upper Parish Hall, and I was born and raised in Stratford, so I've been in every facility that you can imagine musical purposes. And I'm not saying that the Upper Parish Hall is the best, but for me, it is my favorite. I think that acoustically, this is the most amazing space, and there is a beautiful grand piano in there. It's just an amazing space to do, in particular, this kind of music, because it just is perfect.
Fantastic. So we're looking forward to it. So it's Friday, October 24th, 7 p.m., an evening concert with Velvet and Ivory and, of course, musical guests. And it's jazz and classics. So how is it by tickets, or how does it work for this one?
No, this is a fundraiser evening. Now, the concert is 7 to 8 p.m., but St. James graciously allows us to rehearse in that space in the Upper Parish Hall. So we're there all the time. And as a way of saying thank you and as a way of also benefiting the community, we wanted to be able to raise a little bit of money for the food services that they provide there, which is multiple. They have the food bank there. They do community meals from November to April. And they also, for 27 years, they've done a Christmas dinner at noontime, which of course is volunteer people from the parish and the community. And you know, we've just come through Thanksgiving, and it made me think, you know, holidays in particular are a time when people, I think, very poignantly feel either lack or loneliness. And so that Christmas dinner is very special. But, you know, the food bank on an ongoing basis, just to give you an idea of the services they're providing. A year ago, in September and October of 2024, they were servicing about 61 households that were coming in for the food bank. That statistic has risen to 81 households September and early October of this year. So there's really been a sharp increase. We know that there's a need there. So we're just encouraging people to give a donation to those food services as they enter, whatever they feel would be appropriate. And then we're just going to have an hour of really great musical fun.
No, you can't beat it. Again, for Friday, October 24th at St. James Church, 7 p.m., an evening concert with Velvet and Ivory. Again, if you'd like some details, there is a Facebook page. Is that right? Or you can find you online on the socials?
Velvet and Ivory has a Facebook page, but people can always go to velvetandivory@gmail.com for more information.
Yeah.
Destination Stratford, the city event calendar, we're always on there.
Nice.
So there's more information that can be had there. Or you can call St. James Church, and they'll also give you the information for that.
All right. Now, Beverly, before we let you go, you've worked with a number of musicians, certainly not just Tim, but you've teamed up with other musicians. What's it like for you singing? What's it like for you being on stage?
It's a funny sensation. What I tell people is that when I'm singing, I feel the most like me than I can ever feel.
Yeah, because you've had a Christmas CD in the past. There was a Christmas CD that was
available. I've done a couple of CDs in the past. And, you know, during that time period, my kids were growing up. The focus really at that time was raising my children. And so now that they're all, you know, launched adults, it's so freeing to be able to do this. My husband very graciously gives me all the time that I need to be able to pursue this. And it's just been a magical time for me musically. Really, it has.
Well, continued success with this. Velvet and Ivory, don't miss it for Friday, October 24th. We'll share all the details on our socials and mystraffordnow.com. Beverly, thanks so much, and say hi to Tim for us.
I will say hi to Tim. Thank you so much, Jamie.